Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Tommy Europe as my special expert guest. Tommy Europe is the founder of Tommy Europe Fitness and is best known as the Tough Love television host of The Last 10 Pounds Bootcamp and Bulging Brides. Tommy is an entrepreneur, award-winning fitness coach, published author, keynote speaker, and creator of the Shred Training Philosophy. Tommy earned his fitness credentials as a professional football player. He is a two-time All-Star defensive back and 11-year veteran of the Canadian Football League, playing with the Montreal Alouettes, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and the BC Lions. Tommy's football career includes winning the Grey Cup in 1994, earning a shot in the NFL with the New Orleans Saints, and being inducted into the BC Sports Hall of Fame. Good morning, Tommy, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, really good. It's great to have you on the line, and I can't wait to get into it. So the first thing that comes to mind is your athletic background. Like myself, I'm sure you played sports all of your life. So tell us about that, how playing sports affected your life, and then why you eventually chose football as a career.
Growing up, I'm from Toronto, so the neighborhood I grew up in, there were lots of kids around. So we were playing tons of different sports, road hockey, soccer, baseball. Hockey was actually my main sport, my main love. I was a goalie. I was kind of a cross between a Billy Smith and a Ron Hextall. So if you're hockey savvy, you know what kind of player I was. Yeah, I mean, I started playing football from the time I was 10 years old. And then once I hit high school and started grade 9, grade 10, grade 11, football started to take more of center stage compared to hockey. And then, you know, I saw more of a future within football, and I started working out when I was in the 11th grade. So that propelled me to get better. And, you know, my goal when I was in grade 11, grade 12 was to play professional football. And I just put everything into it through training hard, obviously making some sacrifices. So I wasn't partying as much as some of the kids my age because, you know, my goal was to play pro football. Ended up going to Bishop's University in Lennoxville, Quebec. Played there for 4 years. I had a successful college career. And then I was fortunate enough to get drafted by the BC Lions in 1993. That's kind of the course that my fitness history played. But again, it all goes to playing multiple sports when I was younger. And, you know, I've got two kids myself, and I tell people the more sports you can play, especially as you're younger, you can slot in to play any particular sport after that point in time.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, getting back to what you said about ball hockey, because I was a ball hockey nut too, and I loved hockey, as most Canadian kids do. I was having a conversation the other day with some friends, and we were watching, you know, the NHL playoffs are on, as you know, and the black element in hockey, you know, and I was basically saying that it's just a matter of time before the blacks take over the entire league. What are your thoughts on that? Why are there so few blacks playing hockey? And what is the future of hockey in your mind? How does that relate to, you know, the NBA and the NFL and other sports like track and field, where the black is beautiful element has just taken the world over by storm?
I think, well, just when I was growing up, there were a lot of black guys that were playing hockey, some playing competitive levels. I played AA and AAA, and, you know, there were quite a few number of black athletes that were playing, but I think things got spread across. Like in my case, you know, I ventured towards football, and, you know, other athletes may have ventured towards some other sports, but you can see more and more, you know, kids of all races really playing high-level hockey and, you know, making that jump into the NHL. So I think the barriers are a bit more open now. The major barrier now, and this goes for black, white, whatever, is cost. Because if the costs were as exorbitant as they are now, I definitely wouldn't have been playing AA and AAA in Toronto because we didn't have that kind of money to play the sport.
So you played football and you made it to pro, which is incredible. What are some of the big life lessons that you learned as a pro that maybe people who have never made it to that level don't ever see behind the scenes? What goes on inside there, and what did you learn from that experience?
Well, football, I think any pro sport, is both football especially, you not only have to be physically tough, but you have to be mentally tough, because there's going to be, I think the only healthy day is your first day that you report to training camp for most guys, and then it falls downhill from there, and then it's pretty playing. Most of them are hurt in some way, shape, or form. If you have minimal pain, it's a good day. And the main thing for me and big life lesson is the importance of teamwork and working together as a group, as an individual, doing your job, working together with the team, communicating with other people. And I think it really set me up for what I'm doing now in life, and just working with different people. Everybody comes from a different place, a different background, so they're going to have different habits or different tendencies that they may do. And I think football really prepared me to deal with that. And also the on-field, off-field issues. You know, a lot of fans will boo when a good player isn't playing too well, but those fans have no idea what's going on in that player's personal life, whether it's through injury or any family discrepancies. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that, as a pro athlete, you have to brush under the table, go and play your game, and then deal with your stuff afterwards. So mentally, it is very tough, very draining, and it's a really important element. Anyone who's playing for a long time in any pro sport, especially football, definitely very mentally tough.
You know, Tommy, I see you as a first-rate, first-class entrepreneur, and my nature is extremely bent towards that way. I played a lot of team sports, but I eventually evolved into something similar that you and I share, is we have our name in our business. So tell me about Tommy Europe Fitness and what you do and the services you provide and why you decided to go this way as opposed to working for an insurance company or doing something on a more corporate level where you are employed as opposed to being in control.
I think launching Tommy Europe Fitness is a collaboration of all the skills that I've learned over the years. While I was playing pro football for the first 6 years of my career, I also worked as a financial advisor in the off season. So I got to know what it was like in the corporate life. And then really for me, fitness has always been a part of what I've done. It's always been the backbone of my success. So as I was coming up towards the end of my career, I played for 11 years. So I think in my eighth or ninth year, I got certified to be a personal trainer just to have something to kind of fall back on. I wasn't really looking to do that at the time. But as I got closer to the retirement, and then once I did finish my career and not knowing if I should go back and play or what I wanted to do, fitness was paramount. And it's something that I love to do. I love to work with people. I love to challenge people. I don't like wearing suits. I like wearing nice, comfortable clothes. So fitness seemed the perfect element. And at Tommy Europe Fitness, we have tons of different services, from personal training, really focusing on the corporate wellness as well. Launch a corporate wellness program, workshops, breakout sessions. I do boot camps across the country. I speak across the country. I blog. So it's really well-rounded and just attacks all angles of fitness.
Now, can I assume that Shred, which I, by the way, I love your kind of saying that you've got there, may the shred be with you. I'm a great fan of Star Wars, so I connected with it immediately, right? I use may the chi be with you in the same sense. So is Shred an acronym for something, Tommy?
Yeah, Shred. I use Shred a lot. And in my business and what I do, it's an acronym for strength, heart, resilience, efficient, and discipline. And part of our mission statement at Tommy Europe Fitness is helping people to empower themselves and find their inner shred. Because I've found that those five elements are important for anyone to be successful, regardless of what they do. It could be in business, could be in family life, could be in fitness, getting yourself in better shape, overcoming barriers. And that's why I talk about Shred a lot. It's paramount in all of my offerings, basically. My Shred boot camp, a lot of my talks are based around Shred in different ways. I found it to be a path to success.
Tell us about your strategy regarding wellness makeover when you identify a group, for example, that recognizes your expertise and then you guys connect and I guess make an agreement. What's your next step? What do you do from there?
We find out what the employees want, because a lot of times within corporate wellness programs, the thoughts of employees and employers can be drastically different. So if employees aren't asked, you know, how they feel, what kind of things they would like, how they would feel better supported. If that's not done, a wellness strategy is not going to be very successful. I found that the best way to make your wellness program a success, you have to involve the employees. That way they see what's in it for them, employers see what's in it for them. And as a whole, you're really changing the corporate culture, making it healthier, getting people communicating, getting people working better together, keeping themselves fit. Obesity rates are rising, you know, health costs are rising, and the easiest way to combat that is through corporate wellness programs, because you're spending the majority of your time at work for most of the people. And if they're in a desk job or in a job that's not very active, there has to be ways to involve employees and to make them better and healthier as a whole.
No doubt. We have a saying here, a family that trains together, lives and stays well together. And boy, I've got 3 kids and 4 grandkids now. And is that ever true? Now tell me something funny or something unique that happened to you in a gym. Tell us one of your gym moments. I'm actually had this idea about creating the show Seinfeld. Well, I'm going to create a show called The Gym. And it's all about what goes on inside the gym, you know, like, and you can just imagine what that would be like. But tell us something about that you can remember about a gym experience for you.
For me, it's just, I mean, you're always going to see different things, and you're always going to see, when I first started training people and I would go to a public gym and I'd see some of the things that people were doing, I just shake my head. And I used to actually go up and you know, give my recommendations or suggest they do something a different way. And yeah, that's 50-50, the kind of response that you're going to get as to how people will reply to you. And I just find people, they waste a lot of time in the gym. They don't take the time to invest in knowing what to do and what exercises are suitable for them. You know, I've seen people that are vastly overweight going and they're spending an hour either just walking on the treadmill at a very slow pace, reading a book or watching the TV, and then they're doing something like arm curls or things that really aren't going to get them where they need to be. And I think there's a huge disconnect. And if people would invest as much time in these external things that can come and go, but instead invest that time and energy into themselves and learning how to exercise properly, and that could mean hiring a trainer, joining a group class, just making sure that you're being as effective as possible in your efforts, I think it would make a huge difference in what happens in gym.
You are very wise, my friend. I know that you have a connection to Andre and Della at InfoFit. I believe you're a graduate of their system. Is that not true?
Yes, it is. I did all my certifications through Andre and Della at InfoFit here in Vancouver. And you know what? They're first class. And then when people ask, is there a school or something I should go to? I always send them to InfoFit. Just the way that they are, just their personalities, they're passionate about what they do. And they want to get the best professionals out there as possible. And that goes through the way that they're teaching, the way that they encourage, the way that they support all of the students that are in the school. And it's made a huge difference in how I act. And, you know, I always use, especially Andre, I consider him one of my mentors when it comes to fitness. And if things come up, I'll throw it by him. Hey, Andre, what do you think about this? And he's always ready, willing, and able to help me in any way possible.
Yeah, that's my similar experience. They are our education partners. We have a lot of students from their organization that connect with us for the nutrition science. Now, you've got these young kids, I guess, more or less, coming out. They're 19 to 25. They've got visions of grandeur that they want to take the world over and do it their way. What's your advice to some of these young personal trainers that are coming out into the world for the first time?
Get out there and experience as much as you possibly can. Don't become a book trainer where, you know, the book says it's done like this. Well, a lot of the times, just like school, the book doesn't tell the full story, the full picture, and you're dealing with people here. So learn as much as you can. Constantly educate yourself. You know, I still go to conferences. I still talk to different people. I still take a look at what's going on out there. You're never going to know it all. The only thing you can do is constantly get better and improve what you do. Because the more you do that, the better off you're going to be. The better trainer you're going to be, the better you're going to be for your clients. And really put your clients first. I think when I first came into the business, it was about earning the money, and it was kind of more about me than it was my clients. And then a light bulb went off, and you know, you're having a huge effect on people, and they're going to believe you in what you're saying. So if you're not being authentic with them or giving them everything that you possibly can, you're not going to be a good trainer to them. So the rewards are, you'll get paid back tenfold in helping them succeed. If you can improve the life of one person, you've done an awesome thing, because that one person is going to inspire 5 to 10 people. If you give somebody a crappy experience, they're going to tell about 100 people about just how inefficient you were. So constantly strive to be better. That's the motto you got to take. Always get better.
The personal trainer has a limit. I know that you know this. You can only train so many people in one day. And there's a risk of burnout. I see this in massage therapists, too. There's only so many people that you can help. What is the step that you need to look at taking when you are saying, okay, I've reached my max, I'm maximizing my revenue on this model, but I want to take it to the next model of revenue? What would you advise to that person, that male or female, who wants to get up into, say, a six-figure income from maybe an income of $40,000 to $60,000?
That's when it's time to raise your rates. If you're that busy and you're getting the results for that many people, that's when it's time to raise your rates. You don't want to burn yourself out. And, you know, I've seen too many trainers work, you know, 7 to 10 hours to 12 hours a day, every day. Those last few hours, you're not going to be a very effective trainer. I don't really care who you are. You're going to burn out. You're not going to be as good to your trainers because you're always just waiting for that next person to come in instead of giving your all to which, you know, the individual clients that you have. So pare it down and do, you know, whether you want to do group sessions. I've done 30-minute sessions as well. That's a great way to change up the revenue model because they're in there, they're warming up and cooling down by themselves, and they're giving you their all for 30 minutes. That way, it's efficient for them, it's efficient for you. You shorten down your days, you put some more money in your pocket, and you're still living a balanced life. Everybody has to be balanced, and everybody can get overworked, and especially in the training industry, I see it happen all the time, and people last, you know, 3 or 4 years, and they're done, because then they hate it. Don't hate it. It's a great business. You just have to have some sort of balance to it and some sort of consistency. So, yeah, again, look at your offerings, 30-minute sessions, small group sessions, boot camps. That will free up more time for you. That way you can continue to learn, continue to teach others, and continue to grow.
Right. I fell in love with natural bodybuilding at 12. I was pumping iron with my dumbbells. I sort of semi-worshipped Arnold like millions of other kids did. Who were some of your heroes growing up? Did you get into weight training at a young age? And what experience has weight training had on your life?
Yeah, I got in at a very young age. I got in probably when I was in the 10th or 11th grade. I can't remember how old I was, probably 14 or 15. And there are some friends that I had who were lifting, and they were more on the bodybuilder side. So at that decade or that time when you're training, that's how you learned how to train. And then obviously as I progressed and started working with more sports-specific trainers, started learning more things. There's different ways of training for different body types and for different sports. So, you know, I look up to everybody else. I look up to Arnold and Lou, and everybody wants to be big and have the pipes. But then, you know, looking at different people, Todd Durkin is a big guy that's in the States who does some amazing things. Paul Aquin has some great stuff. There's tons of great mentors out there. Mike Robertson, and that's just to name a few. There are tons out there. And, you know, I really looked up to different athletes. So because I was football-based, and that was my main passion, guys like Roddy Lott, the physical guys, the guys who put everything on the line and who trained their body hard, Walt Payton, guys who trained hard in the offseason, and guys who gave it everything they had during their game. So I follow people of where I want to be. That's what you really have to aspire to. And success leaves traces. So if there's somebody that you see that's successful, take a look at what they're doing. You know, you don't have to recreate the wheel. They've already shown you how to do it. Now you just have to go do it and find your own way.
I was looking through your website, which is very nicely put together, by the way, very professional, very slick. And of course, website, how important is that for business? But I was looking through your blog, and you've got an article there titled 4 Must-Haves in Every Meal. Could you talk about some of those 4 must-haves regarding when we put a meal together?
Definitely. And obviously, you know better than I how complicated it can be in the sports nutrition and just nutrition field in general. But, you know, it comes down to, for me anyway, and I'm not a nutritionist. I do deal with a lot of dietitians and nutritionists and constantly learning new methods and new ideas. But paying attention to how your food is cooked. So the best forms, obviously, grilled, baked, could be broiled or steamed. I prefer the grilled or the baked because you keep more of the flavor in there. Staying away from, you know, the fried foods. I'm somebody who will go to a restaurant and I love calamari, but I can't eat calamari if it's all breaded and fried because you're getting very little of the calamari and lots of batter. And those are the empty calories and the destructive calories, bad fats that you're putting into your system. I stay away from processed and packaged foods as much as possible, and sauces, I keep it to a minimum. I like taste. You don't have to sacrifice eating, you know, dry rice and dry chicken with no seasoning. There's tons of great foods that you can do. Just really pay attention to how they are prepared. We talk about, you know, what should a meal include, and, you know, I'm a big believer in protein. There are low-carb diets. The article in particular is kind of focused more towards people who are trying to lose weight, so they may have a lower carb base, but you do need your carbs. You just need the healthier carbs. But you definitely need your proteins, and that could be from fish, chicken, turkey, lean meats, beans, and depending if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you have to make those adjustments. I use protein powder as well. How much protein should somebody get? It varies somewhere between 2 to 3 grams per pound of your weight. And again, depending on what your ultimate goals are, foods that are rich in fiber, because they'll keep you fuller longer. So there could be, you know, snacks, stuff like almonds. You know, if people are hungry, go grab a handful of almonds. Whatever, you know, cravings you're going to have after a while is going to go away. Trust me. Salads, obviously the greens. I've been juicing a lot lately as well, making some pretty cool recipes. And juicing is, you know, it just adds another element of, you know, eating great, healthy foods and getting the most out of them. And staying away from the starches. So potatoes, pastas, rice, breads. I've never had to go on a diet to lose weight. But most of the people that I've worked with, when you talk to them and see what changes they've made within their diet, they've generally removed the bread, rice, and pasta from their diet. And as like I say, success leaves traces, and you just got to find out what it is that successful people are doing, replicate that, and follow your path to success.
Excellent advice. Thank you very much. Speaking of websites, what is your website address, Tommy, and what can we find there when we get to it?
My website address is www.tommyeurope.td, and if you go on the website, it's got blogs, I've got information that's there and available for you. I've got different workout programs. I've got a body weight only program called 4 Weeks to a New You that's available. There's 12 workouts in that one. Comes with a meal plan as well. The latest program that I put together is the TE60 Shred, which is a 60-day transformational workout where your workouts are scheduled day by day. There's 14 different workouts. There's a meal plan that comes with it as well. All my meal plans are put together by Maria Thomas, who's a registered dietitian. She actually put all the meal plans together for the contestants from the last 10 pounds boot camp, the TV show that I did. And it also comes with a results manual. There's personal training. There's the appearances that I have, information about the boot camps that I offer across the country and also here in Vancouver. So it's the full meal deal. Whatever you're looking for, you will definitely find it there. And if it's not there, there's a contact button up in the top right of the form. Let me know what you want to see on there and what things you may have some issues with that you'd like to see more of.
Excellent. That's excellent. Okay, so TommyEurope.tv, everyone out there listening, let's get to that site, have a look, and pick up some ideas, and keep in touch and get to Tommy at your own discretion. Tom, our time is gone. Thanks so much for being my special guest. It was just an awesome time period. You have a tremendous background, fantastic life experience as an athlete. And we just thank you so much for what you've given to us today.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been great talking to you and look forward to speaking to you again. And again, for all those people that are listening out there, especially those in the personal training industry, just continue to get better. It's a job that is needed. You know, everybody needs some sort of fitness guidance, some health guidance. And practice, one thing I didn't mention is practice what you preach. So if you're severely out of shape and trying to train somebody, you're not going to have a very high success rate because, you know, people are looking at you and they want to be trained. They don't want to look better or be in better shape or health than the person that's training them. So practice what you preach.
Tommy Europe is the founder of Tommy Europe Fitness. He's an entrepreneur, award-winning fitness coach, published author, keynote speaker, and creator of the Shred training philosophy. Tom, we thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your day.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. 833-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.